the oracle of Daniel, the man greatly beloved of God.
In the days of the great Babylonian Empire, more than 500 years before Christ, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, completed the subjection of the land of Palestine and carried into captivity many of the Jews. Some of the captives, endowed with exceptional wisdom and ability, were esteemed fit to grace the court of the king, and orders were given that they should be instructed in the learning of the Chaldees and sustained from the royal table. Among these favored captives was Daniel, the wisest and best of all. Daniel might have enjoyed all the luxury of the royal table, but doubtless fearing that the king's meats and wines were used as offerings to idols, he requested to be given only the commonest of fare, pulse to eat and water to drink. So amidst the luxury of the court, Daniel and a few Jews who followed his lead maintained a severely simple life. There came a night when the king Nebuchadnezzar fell to wondering what should happen after his days, and falling into a troubled sleep, he had an extraordinarily impressive dream. Next morning he was conscious that a vision of startling character had come to him during the night, but the details of it had completely slipped from his memory. Confident that the whole matter would come back to him if he were reminded of it, he sent for the wise men of the realm and demanded that they should tell him what his dream had been. The Babylonian magicians answered that if the king would tell them his dream, they would soon find an interpretation, but that no man on earth could tell him what he had dreamed if he could not remember it himself. The king, tormented by half-recollections that would not take proper shape, and enraged at the answer of his soothsayers, gave the terrible command that all the men with a reputation for wisdom in Babylon should be destroyed. Daniel and his companions would have been involved in this massacre, but when the captain of the guard told the Jewish captives of the fate that was in store for them, Daniel asked for a little delay and promised that if this request were granted, an answer should be found to the king's hard question. A few hours of respite were thus secured, and the sun went down with the sword of the autocrat poised over the heads of the wise men of Babylon, with no hope of avoiding its fall, unless a captive Jew should reveal a superhuman knowledge. Daniel and his companions spent the night in prayer.
Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God for ever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen, and the interpretation thereof?
Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said,
The secret which the king hath demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, show unto the king? But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets, and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, what should come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, the secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest all that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, forasmuch as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. As the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure.
Shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, say,
was granted, this time to Daniel himself. The prophecy of the king's dream was confirmed, while further details were added by the use of different symbols. The four successive empires of men were again presented. Again it was made clear that the fourth would be the strongest, yet that it was eventually to be divided into 10 sections, and these kingdoms were to remain until the times of the Gentiles shall be fulfilled. Daniel saw one like the Son of Man, who was brought near before the Ancient of Days, to receive from him a kingdom and dominion, that all people should serve and obey him. He saw also a vision of prolonged evil, with much persecution of God's saints, until the time when the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him.
Given him dominion and glory.
Indicated by the prophet Jeremiah, had come to an end, and God had judged the enemy. What of the hope of Israel now? Were they to see the great king who should reign and prosper and execute judgment and justice in the earth? The king who should save Judah and make Israel dwell safely and be called by the wonderful name, the Lord our righteousness? The Jews expected such a deliverance, but how could it come at this time, in view of the terrible visions Daniel had seen of the other great empires of men with prolonged persecution of God's saints? Daniel sets his face onto the Lord to seek for guidance by prayer and supplication and fasting.
speaking and praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the Prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate.
It was a great privilege to receive the angelic message regarding the coming of Messiah the Prince, to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness. Yet it must have been very disappointing to Daniel. The angel said nothing of the kingdom of God on which his hopes were fixed. The anointed prince was to be cut off. The city and temple were to be made desolate, and wars were to follow. In the third year of Cyrus, Daniel set his heart again to seek an answer from God. For 3 weeks he mourned and fasted, taking neither flesh nor pleasant bread, and denying himself the luxury even of the healing oil of his country. At the end of this period, an angel came to him again. He was given the sweet assurance that he was a man greatly beloved of God. He was told that the time appointed was long, and in symbol was shown that the sleep of death would claim him. He was given a prolonged vision, some of which he would understand, and words of comfort were added, assuring him of a final inheritance at the end of the days.
The vision was true. condemned, some to shame and everlasting contempt.